Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Freaking wild man. What's happening? What's happening? This is your boy, E-Max, the Image, and you tuned in to Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? It's 9 o'clock. We'll be here at 10:30. Your intro was produced and recorded by your boy, E-Max, Image, right out of Black River Music, Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I know it's one in New York, but I was first, so hey. Plus, the dude is a sissy, so I don't know, you know, well, he spell his shit B-L-A-K, I spell my shit B-L-A-Q, but either way, that's neither here or there. Tonight, we gonna try, excuse me, y'all know what it is, man, it's Hood Talk Radio. 4 years now, y'all been listening to us coughing and shit, choking. But, do you know what a dictator does? That's the topic of the show tonight. We're going to get into some serious shit. Been watching a few of these, you know, posted videos on different networks, Hulu, YouTube, some other shit. CNN. They catching some of y'all posts on Facebook, man, and we going to make some comments about all that shit. Because I really don't get it, okay, some of the shit you motherfuckers put up here. But tonight we're going to talk about our leader and some of the decisions that he's made without Congress and, you know, how they are comparing this motherfucker to Hitler. Yes, our president is being compared to Adolf Hitler with his dictatorial actions and the shit that he's doing to spite Congress. Now, if you want to join this conversation, just dial the number 646-478-0944, and we will get into the shit as soon as we possibly can. I like the fact that y'all got me on the first page right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can log in, click live, and then click music. And when you scroll down a little bit, you'll see my face. And you can listen online live, all right? Last week, we had some people from Kentucky called in, a young man. I hope y'all check his website out. And he's straight out of Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? It was cool that he was listening. I hope that he took what we had to say. Not just like at face value, but take that shit in, soak it up, man, because the shit that we talk about on this show is some true life shit. I want to shout out to $1 Hood Radio because there ain't shit out there like Hood Talk Radio. There ain't shit out there like Hood Tunes Radio. And there ain't shit out there like Al Porter's Man in the Streets. All right, Hood Talk Radio, we got y'all shits on lock. I am Emax the Image. This your boy, straight out of Cleveland, Ohio, man. We're going to get into a couple of songs while we get our shit together and Now, this is my nigga from Shade. The song is called At All. It's about you dumbass motherfuckers. And I understand it. Sometimes you walk into it and you don't see it. But it's really a shame. Now, our good people got to go through that shit for real. Right? This is At All. Featuring E-Max. This is Who Shade. Here at Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This to me. Nope. Nope. It don't make no sense to me.
At all.
Full shape. E-Max. Yeah, we just gonna take this quick ride.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me split your head right quick.
Oh, man. Your face full of fingerprints, saying that you're sick of it. Seems like you're loving it. Screaming that this shit getting old. I can't tell the way that your eye and your lip bone swole. Your arm that been broke, your neck that been choked. Your head got a patch, your ribs that been cracked. Man, and I swear, and you keep running back for real. Through the dick, got you dumb like that.
Got you the way your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just know your life, but just the walls don't make no sense to me at all. Girl, why are you going through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This nigga is your downfall, don't make no sense to me at all.
Tell me, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? Your wife out here banging other dudes. Driving your car, spending your cash. Got another nigga name tatted on her ass. Maxing out your credit card, giving you no sex at all. Y'all thumping, bumping, the cops come. Man, listen, this bra's a lost call. Don't make no sense at all.
Got you the way your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me. Dude, why did you go through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This is your downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Look, baby girl, your man ain't gon' change. And you tryna change him, that's highly insane. You need to leave, and it's your time to leave. Don't make no sense to me
at all.
Man, why is you sticking around? She playing you clown, another nigga dicking her down. Got you moped out, feeling depressed and looking all down. Don't make no sense to me
at all. Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. This is gonna be a downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all. Nigga, why is you going through a thing? This relationship is up to change. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
Good Talk Radio. That was your boy E-Max the Image with Fouché, featuring E-Max the Image, man. Straight out of California. You know what I'm saying? Came all the way here to Cleveland, heard some music that I had done some years ago, and came here just to do a song with me. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that shit. That was all good. 646-478-0944. We're going to check and see who's on the phone lines. At this point, we've got a couple of topics we're dropping. But let's see who that is. I think this is my homie. This is my young gunner.
Yo, what's good?
What's happening? What's happening? I see you made it back in.
What's up? It's your boy Loneliness.
Where you at?
Yes, calling out of Louisville. Yes, calling out of Louisville, Kentucky, 502.
Yes, sir. That's you. So what's going on, man? What's going on?
What's good, man? Got my boy Lil Cody on too with me. We in a part of the rap group, so yeah.
3P.
Okay. Shout yourself out, homie.
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, you know, Facebook, all that. You know,
okay.
Check out my music.
And let me get my note taker right quick so I can take these notes, because y'all brothers is putting us on with some shit, you know what I mean? So repeat that where we can find you at.
YouTube, that's LONLEYNISSS.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is, YouTube. So y'all going out there, look up Lungs, you know what I'm saying? YouTube, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Need some high-end boys out of the loop.
SoundCloud, yeah, Instagram.
All over the damn place. And that's what's up, man. You got to put your shit out there. A lot of motherfuckers get one spot and just stay there, you know what I'm saying? It's like doing shows. If you ain't all over the place, they ain't going to know you.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So I'm glad to talk to y'all then.
What's the topic for tonight, man? What's the topic?
The topic for tonight, man, is really the question was, do you know what a dictator does? You know what I mean? And I'm glad you asked that question, because basically, we living under, you know what I'm saying, a dictatorship rule at this point. They tell us what they going to do, and then we say whether we like it or not, but they still do shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people
right.
out there mistake the language that we speak for truth. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for instance, the word vote. Now, the new presidential election and all of that shit is coming up. And they already started their little voting campaigns. Everybody get out and vote. But if y'all would just take a minute and define that word vote, you will see that a vote is just an opinion. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
they're not
right.
asking to choose your leader. They telling you, we want your opinion. So they count up all the opinions in the country who they think that the people is going to vote for. But that's what they call a popular vote. That's the popular opinion, all right?
Yeah.
But the Electoral College is made up of 12 people. And I guarantee it's 12 people that's running corporations. They top in anything they're doing. They're in top A's in government. They're the top brass of the companies out here, the corporations. And it's more than 12, but those 12 got to answer to the 12 that's above them and the people
right.
that front the money.
Right.
So our leaders are elected by, not us. Our opinion may sway the outcome, but most of the time, man, it's just 12 motherfuckers say, okay, everybody like this motherfucker, but we going to choose them. That's how George Bush got into the office again. You know what I'm saying? He just took the shit. But that's
right.
pretty much what a vote is. But dictators tell you what they going to do. You know what I'm saying? I watched a video with this preacher. And speaking of preachers, do anybody know how T.D. Jakes got a motherfucking TV show? Is he that motherfucking wrong? I don't think so.
Hell no, man.
He can call the show and tell me what the fuck he's done so great that these motherfuckers gave him a TV show. Now, I got my own theory, you know what I'm saying? We people from the hood, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers don't think that we watch, we pay attention just because we live in, you know what I'm saying, in the hood. Serious business. They don't understand
right.
it. See, they try
right.
to say we live in the ghetto, but we don't live in ghettos. You got to be a Jew to live in a ghetto, and you had to live during Hitler's time, because that's where he put all the Jews before he started killing them motherfuckers, in a place that they call the ghettos. You know what I mean? Now, the ghetto over in Germany was our project that we have today. They got the idea from Hitler. And guess who lived in the project? You got some motherfucking white folks living in the projects of their communities. But when you say project, you think about us. You know what I'm saying? So they consider us being almost Jew. I bet you the motherfucking Jews don't like it when they hear me talk like that. That's all right. That's all right, man.
Hey,
but,
bro.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And that, that preacher, Joy Osteen, man. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Joy Osteen.
For real.
I get started on that motherfucker, man. Seriously. I argue with a lot of preachers out here in Cleveland, Ohio, man, especially some of the ones that I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, used to be hood rat niggas, and all of a sudden they selling dope for the Lord, you know what I mean? You know, what kind of shit is that? So I'll be like, okay, let me ask you a question. Who wrote that motherfucking Bible that you read not of? Open to the first page. And look down at the small print, and it'll tell you who printed that motherfucker. But it won't tell you who wrote it. You gotta go on Google. Just Google who wrote the Bible, and you'll see so much shit that came up. You'll be like, man, get the fuck out of here. All right. Now the Holy Bible is used by the Christians, but the Masons. Wrote the motherfucker. Everybody that had a hand in writing the Bible that say is the word of God was a Mason.
Right.
Now I'm not saying what I'm saying try to sway nobody's belief system. I'm only trying to make you itch. Because when you itch, you scratch. So that you can satisfy that itch. It just might make you say, Every book that you read out here has some form of truth in it. I don't care if it's a cartoon book for kids, see Jane Run. That's true. Because you can see Jane Run. It all depends on where the fuck Jane running to. Now, if they want to tell you where she was going, they will. But they don't want to tell you where she was going. They want you to focus on the fact that she running. You know what I mean? But you got to break shit down so you can understand what a dictator does. A dictator tells his people, this is what we going to do. And so his little means go out and they implement shit. And the next thing you know, you got police acting all fucked up. And then these bitches get mad when the people start complaining about, you know, saying they abuse of their power. So then they want to go on strike and not listen to all of that shit because they can't just kill a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So all this police violence and all that shit, I gotta say, this shit been going on, man, forever.
Especially during
the civil rights movement. Okay? Now, a lot of people misunderstand that because they want to equate civil rights to human rights. The truth of the matter is they finally came up with a slogan for us, man. Black Lives Matter. Now, I bet you some white motherfuckers came up with that shit. I bet you some white motherfucker came up with that slogan. Because somebody make money off that shit.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Somebody got to make money. Ain't shit in this world free. Not a goddamn thing. It costs to walk down a motherfucking street. You know what I'm saying? I watched a video of this white man getting... was just walking down the street, man. I think we was talking about that shit, videotaping the clouds. And this motherfucker got slammed on the ground because he wouldn't tell the cops what he was videotaping. The cops slammed the shit out of this white dude. This motherfucker was like, hey, buddy, he was just walking down the road, man, taping the forest and shit, getting some man in this fucking, you know, fucking cop pulled past him and slowed down and stopped and jumped out the car and said, hey, man, what you videotaping? So the dude didn't say nothing. He just kept on walking. So the motherfucking cop pulled his gun out and was like, stop fucking walking and give me your motherfucking ID since you don't want to talk to me. That's a dictator.
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker took that badge and that gun that he was wearing, and he forced that motherfucking white man to open his mouth and say something by slamming his ass to the ground, fucking his camera up and everything. He was like, the next time a motherfucking cop asks you a question, you better answer. He said, I wasn't fucking doing shit but walking down the street. He said, you could have told me that when I asked you what the fuck you was videotaping. I said, at that point, I probably would have been a dead nigga. I probably would have been a dead nigga, and they would have said, oh, he pulled a gun out on me, because I done bust that motherfucker right in his chops. He wouldn't have got to slam me. He done had to shoot me. He done had to shoot me. Because, number one, I'm big like the motherfucker. It took nine of them motherfuckers to slam in New York, and they choked him out because he was selling Lucy. Fuck. Telling y'all, man. They got it.
Hey, man, I got a question.
Answer that
first. Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Of course. We call them the elite, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything you do, let me give you something on a humorous note. Say you out kicking it with a girl, right? And you trying to kiss her and touch her and shit, and she was like, no. You can't get none of this until you tell me you my boyfriend. That's Illuminati. That's Illuminati. That's Illuminati. Nigga, you can ride her around in your car. You can smoke all your loud with her, but she ain't going to let you hit unless you tell her you her boyfriend. That's Illuminati shit. When you go to the bathroom, when you go to a restaurant, and you want to order your food, and then you look up there and you see that sign that says, no refunds, we just fix your order, that's some Illuminati shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk into your business, and you're going to tell me if something wrong with your fucking food, I'll fix it, but I ain't giving you your money back. That's some Illuminati shit.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's only one motherfucker you do that when you go somewhere or you get up with them motherfuckers that if you don't like the shit you bought, you can't get your money back. And that's the dope man.
Yeah.
You ain't getting your money back from the dope man, nigga. You the only one complaining. That's what he gonna tell you. Nigga, this shit going like hotcakes. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But you go to McDonald's and let them fuck your order up. You can cuss them bitches out. You can tear that motherfucking restaurant up. You ain't getting your money back. They'll rate that. The Illuminati. So
you ain't going to get your money back. You just get a free meal.
A free meal and a damn coupon. You know what I'm saying? For half off your next purchase. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Get my money back. I've been in. So if you go in there and order a cheeseburger, they can make you wait a half an hour, 45 minutes for your $1.09 cheeseburger instead of giving you your money back.
That's the free shit, though.
Yes?
That shit gets on my nerves.
I don't want to even fuck with them no more. Because they going to fuck up your order. They going to do it on purpose. Because they got them young tech head motherfuckers working in there who think, hey, I work at McDonald's. I'm cooking your food. You better not come in with no dumb shit. That's Illuminati.
And it's so crazy, man. You know, so many people in the world sleep to it, man. They don't, that shit is, that's a conspiracy. That shit ain't real, you know. It's crazy,
shit,
man.
Who just fucking died, man? Which one of y'all motherfuckers just, like, died? Let's see. Morgan Freeman.
Like,
his wife's daughter just, like, mysteriously died. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This nigga been getting all the motherfucking movies. Alright? All these motherfucking artists. If you look, just go on YouTube. Let's just keep it simple. Go on YouTube and look at some motherfucking Illuminati people who got killed. Most of the motherfucking singers from back in the day are these new motherfucking Kevin Gates wouldn't lay on the couch and get fucked in the ass, so now he in trouble. He didn't beat the bitch in the motherfucking chest. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know what the fuck she said to that motherfucker. But he in constant order. He can't.
Did y'all hear about that shit? Apparently, like, Kevin Gates fucking his cousin or something.
Dude, all of this, let me tell you how the Illuminati work. When you a star and you get past that 25, 30, maybe $40 million mark, now what you got to do is pay your dues. you gonna suck some dick or you going to give
you
up some ass or somebody is going to die.
Especially in the streets, bro. It should be tough, dog, to pay these bills.
You gotta
like, motherfuckers stepping your waist, bro. It's over.
It is. You know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be this motherfucking hard if the motherfucker that came to you had a motherfucking briefcase with $50 million in it. Your song,
real shit,
song,
bro. I've been struggling like a motherfucker.
Man. You know, it's so many motherfuckers that'll sell their soul, cuz. It's about selling your soul. You know what I'm saying? You've been giving all your life. Are you giving it up for some money?
Like, it sucks when you got a record, though. Like, you can't even go get a job.
Yeah.
So you stuck on the street.
You
got
a
fucking hustle to live.
Let me tell you what you do about that. You take the challenge that you have. You know, it's easier to start your own motherfucking business. And no matter how dumb you might think your shit sound, do you know the dumber that shit sound, the more money you can fuck around and make? Because a million motherfuckers talk about it, but don't ever do it.
Yeah, for real. Like,
you know,
how those motherfuckers be telling, what the hell is it called? The little fucking towels and shit.
Yeah. You know what I used to do, man? People used to pay me to load their CD in my computer. Okay, and then I rearranged the tracks.
Yeah.
People used to pay me to let them log on to their Facebook account from my fucking computer. They'd be in my studio. Hey, man, can I get on? You got to put some money in that bucket to pay that fucking internet bill. And you would not believe, even with all these goddamn smartphones and shit, you be in the studio with some niggas and them motherfuckers on their phone. They all want their piece to find out that they texting all. They all on the motherfucking, you know, internet, on, you know, watching Vines or fucking with some broad on the internet, any goddamn thing. So they will pay you. It's motherfuckers that will say, hey, man, can you go on Google and look up something for me, man? I got you. And put some motherfucking change in your bucket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go and, hey, they got fucking live-ass I'm looking at an ad right now for some black T-shirts with red buttons on. Never seen them with collars. And these are T-shirts, nigga, for $10. You can send the bitches for $20. $20.
And it is true, you know, bro, because, like, you know, it'd be some street cats, like, they don't get on the internet a lot. They'd be like, SoundCloud, YouTube. They'd be like, YouTube, what is that? They be in the streets so much, they be hustling. You know, they don't know none about the internet. You know what I'm saying?
They don't got time, and it's a sad thing. But at the same time, they don't got time because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, when they say they hustling, man, you automatically think dope. You know what I'm saying? Some dumb shit like that. But for real, there's a lot of niggas that can't get jobs because they trapped us. You understand? You see what's
right.
wrong with that?
Right.
We've been trapped. You know what I mean? Now everybody glorifying being trapped. How many niggas you know, fuck around in the trap house and they all get caught up in that bitch? Why you think niggas start hanging on corners? Niggas start hanging on the corners because we had trap houses. But we ain't called them trap houses. We called them what they was. Crack house. We had dope house. And whenever the motherfuckers came, them bitches came strong. Because they knew. This is a crack house. So now, the new generation, they saying trap house. But we didn't come up with that term, dude. They gave it to us, just like they call us black. We ain't black. We different shades of brown.
Because
you know
we can't get a job, and we stuck out here in the streets hustling and shit to survive. We're thugs automatically. We're criminals, you know.
All you gotta do is be poor.
Give you names and shit when they don't even know about it, because they be getting everything in their life handed to them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's really because this is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about last week when I was telling you, man, what you gonna do to protect your motherfucking future? You know what I'm saying? You want to live.
I'm going to do whatever I got to do.
Yeah, you going to do what you got to do. Make sure that your motherfucking future is there for you. You're going to protect yourself by making sure that your motherfucking future is there. Some motherfuckers don't care about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But I say it's what you do today that determines whether or not you will be here tomorrow or what you will have tomorrow. If you don't try to make no money for tomorrow, you ain't going to have shit today.
Right.
Because if you think, man, I got to get some money up for today, then you ain't going to have shit tomorrow. But if you think, I got to get some shit up for tomorrow, you will have something for today. It don't make sense to want something today and not want nothing tomorrow. You know what I mean? How many times you can bought a hot sack and that shit was some fire? He was like, man, fuck that shit. I'm putting some of this shit up for tomorrow. And you do. And you might go buy some mid so you don't smoke your hot shit. You know what I mean? That pineapple or that motherfucking apple. You know what I'm saying? The sour grapes.
Yeah, that's
you put some of that shit up. Because you getting with that girl who told you you can't get none unless you say you her boyfriend. That's that Illuminati. That's the dictator.
Hey man, it's a dope ass radio station, man. Is this station on every week?
Every week, man. Every week from 9 to 10:30 Cleveland time. So y'all are, you know, right in there. We still be here, you know, 10:30, man. We ain't been on since 9 though. But it's all good. Usually I have other callers, some of my niggas from Slam, but they ain't know I was going to be on tonight. I told everybody I was on the air, but hey, you know what I'm saying? I get a lot of online listeners. After the show is over, motherfuckers call me. Be talking shit about what I was talking about on the show instead of just calling the show.
Gigs, gigs. Right, right.
I didn't even know about y'all until my nigga Loneliness. He was like, yo, you want to get on the radio?
Hey, man, we're here every weekend. We're on Friday and Saturday, too. Playing local music. So if y'all want y'all shit to be heard out here, all you gotta do is send it to my email address. It's emaxradio@gmail.com. emaxxradio@gmail.com. Send me all the shit you want. It don't even gotta be clean. You know what I mean? We really don't fuck with clean shit.
Hey, you got that wrote down, Loneliness?
Yeah.
All right. Text it to me, bro.
Yeah, because that's pretty much, man. That's what we do around here, man. We try to provide an avenue for up-and-coming artists, man, you know what I'm saying, to do their thing. Because the niggas that signed already, they either signed to a fucked-up deal or, you know, they on the shelf right now. Like that nigga Tiger. Look how long he's been with Lil Wayne. But
man,
he got caught up in the drama. You best believe that this shit between Baby and Lil Wayne and all of them and Young Money and you know, all these motherfuckers, that shit ain't new.
Nah.
That shit been going on a long time. How the fuck Lil Wayne is the anchor of the motherfucking label, but Drake and Nicki Minaj got better contracts, and they making more money?
We're talking about rising up, though. Like, we got our own rap crew, Third Eye Perception. Best believe we're going to be rising up. We're getting more people in the crew just about every day.
Well, that's good, because it's strength in numbers,
and,
you know what I mean?
And, like, our rap crew is just about the music, you know, that's all it's about. It ain't
about
the biggest money and the fame, it's about the music. And that's what most of the rappers and shit today, they just be about biggest money and the fame, but they don't give a shit about the music.
Nah, hell no.
Nah, let me give it to you. Y'all want to talk about
some fuckers out here in the street, that music is our way to let out what we've been through and what we're feeling and shit.
Right, right.
Well, see, that's, you know what? I'm gonna
that's
tell
the only way
man.
We got to let it out.
I applaud you. Yep. I applaud you. My straw. I had a piece of straw for this I applaud you, but unfortunately, my man, and I'm living proof. All right, I'm straight from Luther Vandross Jerry LeVert status when it comes to this music shit. But because Jerry LeVert was from my city, I couldn't get no play and shit. But now that this nigga dead, I'm too old. So I try to help my neighbors who still fine. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like Rory.
Right.
Yeah. It's like Lloyd. Look how long they put Lloyd back. Hell, Lloyd back. Lloyd colder than half these niggas out here singing and shit. But he gets to do songs like, get it, shout it. That's my nigga, though. But I mean, I guess I just can't let this moment drift away. Oh, man, come on. You're harder than that.
He's goofy. Man.
That's my nigga,
damn,
man.
Killing me, bro.
I'm serious, man. It's dead serious, so. You know, y'all got to be careful. I want y'all to be careful. I'm going to give y'all some advice. It's a lot of local niggas, and they local where you at, too, and this is what I call it. Yeah, man, we got this management chain, and this and that and the other, and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Y'all niggas got to pay y'all dues, and y'all all got to buy the same outfits, and we finna do a show, and everybody going to blow their shit up. It's going to be a lot of motherfucking shows, but you ain't going to make no money. Because the managers make the money. Because they ain't going to set up no paid gigs for y'all.
He's talking about the manager. So it's just like pretty much like a show to like there.
In your city. If you meet a motherfucker in your city, alright?
Yeah.
And this
I get what
can't
you're saying,
introduce you to nobody else in outside your city, he can't say, hey, man, I set up a gig for y'all out in Cali. The company that's featuring y'all paying for y'all tickets, y'all shouldn't have to pay for your own shit. If you want to do a show and all y'all niggas supposed to be dressed the same, you shouldn't have to go in your pocket. That's why these motherfuckers want you to pay dues. When dues is paying your manager. Then they won't come back to
But it's just crazy. Like, it was some shit in... Like it was some shit a couple of years ago, bro. This local group in Indiana, they would like, this guy was a manager. He was like, you got to sell so many tickets and bring the money back, so I could put you on the show. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Why the fuck I'm gonna pay you to be on your
show? Why am I gonna pay you? Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting paid to do a show. Why the fuck I'm gonna pay another motherfucker?
You can go and rent you a motherfucking club, nigga. You can rent you a spot. You can get your own tickets printed up and sell the motherfuckers for what you want. And if you packed that bitch, you made all your money. If you didn't, you didn't hustle enough. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's
what I'm talking about. Do that shit yourself. Right now, I'm being a dictator because I'm telling you what the fuck to do. Fuck what everybody's saying. Listen to me. Listen to me, I'm the one in charge here. So for real, though, do that shit yourself. Hey, let me give it to you like this. Ask a motherfucker you buy something from. Hey, man, how you get started in this shit? You think he gonna tell you?
Hell no.
You know why?
Hey, bro. Because
that's
and
what
also,
stops
like,
his money.
Shit, when you
that's
do it yourself, that's more money in your pocket. If you're paying a manager and shit to do your shit for you, then you're losing money. But when you do it yourself, then not only are you getting more money, you're getting more respect because you're rising up on your own.
But guess what you get more than all of that? Guess what you get more than all of that? There's two things that you can't all that's added in. All that's added in, okay? But I'm going to tell you what you get way more of, and it's more valuable to you than all of that other shit.
Haters?
Because you know what's fucked up about it? No. It's a positive thing. It's something you can't replace. You can lose all your money. You can lose all your hoes. You can lose all your riches. You can lose all your shine, nigga. But you will never, ever, ever lose the knowledge and the experience that you gain from doing this shit.
That's the Trump shit, though.
The knowledge, man. You know.
If you know what the fuck to do, and you fall off, all it takes is a little bit of time.
You know how to get back up.
Yeah.
Back up again.
You know what I'm saying? The thing about it, bro, like you know where you fucked up at, and then like you got the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, you gain the knowledge, so you know how to get back on your feet, you know how to, you know what I'm saying, get back in the
game. Fix your mistakes and shit.
Yeah.
That's right. You ever heard the term reinvent yourself?
Yeah.
Every time you make a mistake, nigga, you take a step back and say, where the fuck did I go wrong? But when you go out again, somewhere you skipped over doing the new shit.
Yeah.
So you still.
Yeah, just like how, like, I used to be an addict, and, you know, I hustled to survive, but I couldn't figure out what was going wrong because I wasn't making much money because, you know, I was smoking my product and, you know, I fucked up. And then whenever I finally got some money to start getting my shit back up, I realized, you know, I got to quit this shit. I got to get my money. My money's more of a priority than getting fucked up, you know.
But that's what the fuck you hustling for. See, the thing is, man, we want to reward ourselves first. You know what I mean? We want to reward ourselves first. We got this. I used to sell coke. I sold crack, coke powder, whatever, and package paper, aluminum foil, all that shit. It didn't matter. I mean, I used to walk down the street with a pack of crack and wrapped up in aluminum foil in my pocket, like it was legal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I used to fuck up too. And wake up in the morning, I go out with a fucking $1,000. I'm coming back with $1,000 of these lobsters. I ain't taking nothing less than 20 for every one of these rocks. So I'm coming home with a stack. And I wake up the next morning fucked up with some chick I don't even know.
I used to be in the same fucking predicament.
Bitch, you went in my pocket, you took my dope. Bitch took my dope, ran out, gave it to her pimp. Who's motherfucking crackhead? He came back, laid down next to me again while I was still asleep. You know what I mean? But you fall asleep with a stack and you wake up with 500. Something went wrong somewhere. You can't blame nobody else but yourself. You slipped up.
Yeah, you slipped up.
You know what I'm saying? You got some good shit. Start. You rolling up some.
You can't blame nobody but yourself, but then again, like, you can't trust nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
See, this time, you can't trust yourself. I got to the point.
Yes, I'm saying.
I would not buy no weed. I would not buy no weed. That's
how I used to be, bro. I couldn't even trust myself. I used to have to give my money to my mom because I couldn't even trust myself with my own money.
No, I couldn't. Nigga, I could have hold in my mattress because my mama, if I gave mom some money, nigga, she was in the grocery store in 20 minutes. I could say mom.
Main reason I hustle is just to help my mom. Like,
see, I gave my mom, I couldn't get it back to the first, nigga, so I had to keep my own shit. And then they went looking for it. Her and my sister.
I was hustling, you know, for me. You know, I wanted that money, but now it's just it's a priority because, you know, I got to help my mom. I'm tired of seeing her struggling, and I'm trying to get her up out of the hood.
You know what you got to do? You got to take a class.
I got to take my paper and learn from my mistakes.
Take a class. But here's one. Here's a mistake that you didn't
Because I fucked up so many times that I know all the mistakes.
Oh,
that
shit. It don't mean shit. See, stop beating yourself up, bro. I'm getting to you like...
I ain't beating myself up a bit, bro.
How old are you?
Yeah, you're still a youngin', man. You're still young, man.
I'll be 16 Monday.
Everything I'm hearing you come out of your mouth right now, you have basically said, man, fuck this dumb shit. I'm trying to get myself right, okay? You're doing the shit
exactly.
You're doing the shit to help your mom. Let that shit you did before, let it go. Because if you don't, it's going
to... I don't hold on to it. Well, see, I hold on to it a little bit just because if I let it go completely, then I'm going to end up fucking up the same exact way I did.
No, you won't.
So,
you know why?
Yeah, I got to keep it there a little bit. Like a, it's like an old memory of, like, you know, the fake-ass motherfuckers and shit. You learn how to, like, recognize those fake motherfuckers. And
all right, well, now you know what to do. Now you get here's some knowledge for you real quick. Now, all I want you to do is think about it. Take all the shit that you done been through, all the shit that you done, and you seen where it led you, right?
Yeah.
You seen where it led you. You said to yourself,
it led me a little bit everywhere.
Like this, I'm going to fuck up again. I know this. So guess what? Be smart. Love yourself a little more. And do something.
Oh, I love myself to death, bro. All
right, well, try something different. Challenge yourself. See, that's how we all come up. See, a motherfucker posted this shit on my page one day.
See,
how you do this,
like,
shit?
I might talk some negative shit and shit, but in reality, I love myself to fucking death. You know, I put nothing but positive shit in my mind. Like, you know, I know I'm a sexy motherfucker, you know.
All day long.
See, my mom
long.
Asked me the other day, she was like, why are you always so conceited? I'm just like, because these hoes have told me I'm sexy so many times, I just know I'm sexy.
Your head, man. That's all right, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But on that, that's on one end. But see, on the other end, by the time you turn 18, if you ain't heard it yet, you and your peoples gonna have a conversation. What you gonna do with yourself? So then it becomes either I've been planning this for a while and this is what I want to do. I just need y'all support, or it's gonna be those three little words, maybe even four. I don't know yet. But I don't know. I'll figure it out. Three words, and those are the words that will shut your brain down from thinking. You know what I'm saying? Those three words. Just pick three words. I don't know. I ain't figured it out yet. I ain't there yet. I'm almost ready. Three words. Just come up with three any combination of words.
I don't know about all that. Like,
I
hear
that
shit, and it just, like, makes me think even more. It doesn't shut my brain down. It makes me think even more.
When you say, I don't know? When you say, I ain't figured it out yet, that don't cause your brain. I'm thinking.
Cause like,
I'm working it out. I'm
see,
doing
the way I look at
it
is, like, you say, I don't know, and it's just like, I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. I ain't going to stop until I do.
Well,
that's the way I look at shit.
Well, I ain't confessing to know everything, but I tell you what.
Ain't nobody
something that I don't know about. I don't say I don't know. I say give me some time. You know why? Because a person will respect you better for saying give me some time than saying I don't know. Because when you talking to somebody that could possibly help you do some things, when they ask you something, if you don't know, by you saying I don't know, that gives them the impression that you haven't tried.
Yeah,
it's
just like less respect for you and shit.
Yeah. See, instead of saying, I don't know, say, give me some time. You know what I mean? That sounds like a professional man right there. That sounds like a nigga that's on his business. Give me some time, so. Motherfucker will look at you and they'll be waiting on you to answer their question. I don't care if it takes 10 years. Hey, man, remember that question I asked you? Yeah, I remember, and I've been waiting on you to tell you what it was.
Yeah.
And you never know, that motherfucker might hand you a briefcase of money and you ain't got to lay on nobody's couch. Certain things that you do, certain things that you say without you even knowing it, help other people. You know what I'm saying? It either help other people get up or help them lay down. So if somebody come to you, if they esteem you that much, that they come to you for and ask you a question or want to say, hey, man, have you ever done this or have you ever dealt with that? Nah, I ain't never went through that bullshit. You'd be like, wow, man, let me check that out. I'm going to get back to you on that. That motherfucker people will respect you more for just shutting him down and cutting off any hope that the person that he asked the question to can help him out. It might be something you don't know. Just say, hey, give me some time. Because I guarantee you, once you find out, you'll find yourself telling other motherfuckers what you found out that you didn't know. And the only reason you didn't know it was because nobody ever asked you that question. You know what I'm saying? So you have to basically
position what you're saying right now is just like how I was talking about, you learn to recognize who the fake motherfuckers are and shit. Because everybody looks at your actions and shit, and they figure out who you are off of that.
That's right.
And it's just simple words that can tell you exactly who a motherfucker is.
And you believe it or not, most people do that shit, man. They analyze you straight on what come out your mouth, off the bat.
Yeah.
I think you don't know shit, man.
Like, the way I live, you know, that's what I gotta do. I gotta listen to what people say and shit to figure out who they really are. Because,
it's about deciphering. You know what I mean? It's about breaking down languages. You gotta understand.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, listen to what someone's saying and shit, and it's just like a math problem. You gotta solve it and figure it out. And whenever you find that answer, you find it.
Y'all hip to that song Classic Man, right? Okay. They told us to try there, man. That long distance stuff. So, hey, I just want to say this here. The song Classic Man, dude, put it out there for you. Ladies eating it up because of hair wave. The stylist twisted the curl in the top of his head, whatever, the Superman curl, all right, they twisted that shit around on his on his forehead, and so he looked all cute and shit, so the gay motherfuckers like him, so he gonna sell a lot of money, make a lot of money selling shit records to the gay motherfuckers, talking about, I'm a classic man. You know what I'm saying? He looked like I don't know if he a young nigga or old nigga, but he looked like an old nigga. You know what I'm saying? If he a young nigga, had a hard-ass motherfucking life, because he looked old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring my niggas back.
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm back,
yeah,
man. My phone was fucking up.
Do you still hear it running?
But, yeah, the nigga, Jadena, whatever his name is, he said this shit in the beginning of the song that set the whole tone for the song, okay? It changes the whole meaning of the song after he say his little chant. And the words that he used is, I can pull the wool while being for life. So, if a nigga gonna sing to you, oh me, oh my, I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Okay, in other words, I know how to con your ass. I can sit here and smile and act all nice and everything and get to the ass, and the next thing you know, you'll be mad at me. Alright? And what's another word? I'm gonna put y'all on a mission tonight. Tonight is the night for definitions, alright? Classic. You want to look up the word classic, and you want to look up the word man. And based on the motherfucking song, what is this motherfucker saying that he is?
What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck is he saying that he is? Listen to that song, Classic Man. Start from the beginning. And you listen to that song like you listening to this girl talking shit in your ear about what she's going to do. And I guarantee you, that shit, you will listen to that song in a whole nother light. Every time you hear it, you'll be like, you don't want your girl to listen to that shit no more. You don't want your sister to listen to it. I'm not even going to tell you. I want y'all to figure it out. See, this is the type of shit that you know, we do around here, man. We put shit out there And just, you know, you got to itch that scratch. I hit you with a bug, you start itching, and you're going to scratch. So listen to that song, Classic Man. Define the word classic. Define the word man. This nigga saying, and I'm not going to put it out there, but I know what he's saying because I listen to it. I'm a songwriter, too. So, you know, I could marry a woman, can't end up being my wife. You know what I mean? Come on, man. He's a classic man.
That shit crazy,
man. What the fuck
man.
Is a classic man? Think about it. See, most niggas rap about how much pussy they get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only nigga you heard rap about some fuckery shit when he gets some pussy is Rick Ross. And that song you didn't even know. I put Molly all in that drink, nigga. She didn't even know. I took her home and I enjoyed that. And she didn't even know. And that's because he wasn't going to get the pussy unless he drugged her ass. She was probably like, no. She was like, no. I don't like your fat ass. Put your shirt on. You know what I mean?
Real like, shit, right. Nigga.
All right. I got you. I'm with my dude. How you going to holler at me and I'm with my dude? I got you. I put Molly all in my drink tonight. She didn't even know.
That nigga
low on tonight. Tell me. Type of shit we do. Gotta break that shit down, homie. Cause just because
hey,
it's plain English, that don't mean that it's not an underlying statement. You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Man.
That's a mission, homie. Yes, sir.
What's your name, bro?
D-Max. D-M-A-X-X.
D-Max. Yeah. That's what's up.
E-Max, straight up E-M-A-X-X. That's
are you rap? Are you be rapping?
No,
stuff?
I'm a singer.
Are you singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, man, I'm gonna play one of my songs for y'all. We gotta take a break right quick. And if y'all don't mind, I'll play one of my songs, man. Everybody like this song, and I get a lot of love from down south. It's called Big Legs. It's your boy E-Max with a little bit of motherfucking.
Out of tune. Hey,
talk radio.
Right back. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. Be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. Can have big legs, little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Now don't you get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face. I like you. This is what it is. Won't you try to turn around? I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like. Well, yeah. Thank you.
And they come to me once and ask me, man, what is it going to take? We like your shit. What is it going to take for you to, you know what I'm saying, have a top-notch studio? I told these niggas about 25 grand. And they looked at me like I was crazy. 25 grand? Nigga, what kind of studio you going to have with 25 grand? I was like, a top-notch, a real Pro Tools studio, not Pro Tools LE, number 8, number 9, number 10. No. That's for us that's learning.
Learning, yep.
A real Pro Tools studio, a starter kit in a real Pro Tools HD studio gonna cost you about 25 grand.
Yep.
Just for the sound card and a fucking
yep.
Digio 1 or Digio 2, you're gonna pay about 10 grand for them two pieces. And you
yep.
better have a motherfucking Mac that you paid about 10 grand for.
Yep.
You can't use no PC.
No.
You can't use no PC with the real Pro Tools shit. It ain't going to be no USB port that you plug your shit to the back of your PC. No. You got to open that bitch up, and you got to add everything that you need for Pro Tools to run like the motherfucker whopping them do. Okay? Roscoe Dash. You know who took his spot. Big Sean. Because they sound the same. When them niggas did that song together, that was the end of Roscoe Dash.
Plus,
early in the morning, when she's all alone, Roscoe Dash was done.
And plus, you didn't even include the studio monitors, the interface, all the rest
right.
of the equipment, the microphone.
Right.
You gotta have a top quality microphone.
You got right now. You know, everybody think that Blue is top quality, but the Sterling. See, niggas don't know
yep.
about Sterling.
Yep, that's Sterling.
We can't afford no Sterling in the hood. If we get a Sterling in the hood, we stole it.
Sterling.
We stole it. We went to some stupid-ass white boy studio who trying to hang out with us, and we licked his ass. This is the fuck you get for letting anybody be on the phone. So, niggas get a Sterling. If you go to the nigga's studio and he got a Sterling and it's in the hood, watch him. Watch him. Because that's how he set his licks up. He set his licks up with his studio. Seriously. I'm only dropping beans on niggas because motherfuckers don't be thinking about that shit. Every time niggas come in here, nigga, they smoking big loud. There's up about 5 on the table. A sweet lick. And you don't never know who coming in the studio. That's why I say, do that shit yourself.
Yeah.
I got tired of niggas telling me what time to come to the studio. You can wake up out your sleep at 3:00 in the morning and call the nigga and be like, man, I'm in the bed, man, but I want to drop this track, though. You ain't getting no
yep.
motherfucking no contract, nigga, is you? Or you just
nope.
writing? Like, you know. All right, well, you got to pay me extra, nigga, just to do a song that you hope motherfuckers going to like. Do that shit yourself, and you can do shit that you don't give a fuck whether a nigga like it. You can do some dumb shit. A clap in the 808, boom. To clap? What's up, nigga? Boom. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's
yep, 808,
like, man, that's
808, clap. Snare drum.
Do that shit. Download some motherfucking Lex Luger kits and shit. You know what I mean? Put your shit together yourself. You can get Fruity Loose for $99 and add that shit to Reason. You spend about
yeah.
$500 right now, man. You got your own home studio. And niggas will be
probably
coming to you buying boots.
Not even it, though.
No. See, you got to have a big screen because it got to look pretty. You can't forget about the looks.
Yeah.
See, niggas
yep.
don't want to go to the studio no more with them big-ass boards unless they sign a record deal. You know how many niggas come to me talking about, E, what's up with the contract? I'm just a motherfucking producer, nigga. What do you mean? Chop that motherfucking shit. Get your ass out there on the stage and work my motherfucking track, bitch. You know what I'm saying? If you want me to sign a contract with you, go out there and get you a contract, and then I'll sign a contract with you. I'm your producer. This is where you're getting your music from. And then we both on. If I'm producing some music for you and you don't do no shows, none of that shit, so people can hear that shit, I ain't producing no more music for you. Because yeah. I'm giving it to you because you getting out there doing your thing. I'm in the studio all day and night, banging out hits. That's my job.
Yeah.
Your job
yeah, so I don't get,
is to... You feel me?
Yeah, so I don't get people paying for beats and paying for beats and engineers. You can do all that shit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's
man,
not
what do you think that damn song... Where you think that song... Bitch, you guessed it! Where you think that shit came from? A motherfucker was at home getting fucked up. And this dude was like, man, turn that shit on. The notes that they played on the piano didn't even make no fucking sense. I've been fucking writing music since I was 12. No. My daughter
and
said,
the song,
nigga, she
the song blew up.
Fuck up. Them niggas probably smoking yep. blue weed right now.
Yeah.
You ever seen blue weed? I ain't never seen blue weed till I went to motherfucking Lexington. During bluegrass season, I saw some blue weed and I bought me a motherfucking half. Goddamn right. In the bluegrass state, I was able to test it and taste it. And it was so fucking good, I didn't even get to bring none home. See, I didn't plan for tomorrow that time. Probably could have had a girl in my car talking about, I ain't going to give you none till you say you my boyfriend. Illuminati. Don't forget. That's a new word. Every time motherfucker try to hit you with some, I'll show you mine if you show me your shit. Just shout out Illuminati. Illuminati.
Yep.
Why you just can't show me yours and get it on over with? Shit, no, because if you show me yours, I'm going to give you mine. Hey, shut up talking shit.
Ooh. What time the show ends? 10:30?
Yeah, 10:30, man. We get serious. We have fun on this show, man. You know what I'm saying? We
I'll
like
say,
dropping out.
So y'all play everybody. So y'all play everybody's mm-hmm. music on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yep. See, because of my wide listener audience on the internet, on Wednesday night, by this being a talk show, you know what I mean. People listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Like I said, when I open up my Facebook page, I get 1,000 likes. After the show, I get tons of emails. Great show. This, not the other. Who's these people? This, not the other. So I'm glad y'all called back. Because I work with a lot of the promoters and other producers in the city. And as a matter of fact, I engineer most of the rap battles and the ciphers and all of that shit that go on in a couple of spots out here. It's pretty hot, too, you know? So I'm deep in the music scene up here. I don't just do the radio. Shit, pretty much, man. Everybody wait for me to drop this new CD, but I'm still working on it. You don't rush perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, I ain't got no Pro Tools HD. I damn sure they got a Sterling. So, you know, I ain't no robber or nothing. But I'm in the hood, man. I stay in the hood because I got to keep my ear to the street, for real. That's where right. I'm in bond and grow. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be in the shit to know what the shit is. And at this point, I done learned enough about the game, dude. I can teach a motherfucker something. I'm not willing to put the work in no more. It's hard. And
yeah,
right now, niggas, everybody can carry a pistol and shit, so it really is about, you know what I'm saying, you always did have to watch your own back. But now and shit, you got to sleep with one eye open, even when you with your niggas.
Yeah,
it's been the same.
Clock.
For real. Because my niggas used to get mad at me because they never knew where the fuck I went when I would leave at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I ain't go home. What? Have a motherfucker. You know how many stories you hear about niggas going home and niggas pop up out of somewhere in the back of their driveway? Go get a room, nigga. Drive somewhere and don't tell everybody what the fuck you getting ready to do. See, that's one thing we do, man. We fuck up and no matter what, when you get ready to drop your hot single, drop that bitch first and then promote that motherfucker. Don't start telling niggas about your shit because everybody gonna want to get on your shit. Drop your shit. And then talk about it. Let motherfuckers hear it. Like, damn, nigga, when you do this shit the other day, you know what you're going to hear? How the fuck you ain't call me, man? I could have got on that shit. Why? It's my song. Did I, if I'd have asked you to be on my song, nigga, now they don't like you no more. Because
yep,
you got some hot shit. That's how you know your shit hot. Because if you don't tell niggas you're doing something, when you drop down on their ass, then motherfuckers be hating on you.
Yep.
And them the motherfuckers, you be like, all right, my nigga, I'll holler at you. Because when you turn your back, they'll show stick you in that motherfucker.
With a rusty ass, sharp ass knife.
A rusty one. It might not even be a knife, nigga. It'd be a fucking ink can. You know what I mean? They hurt. I got stuck in the arm with an ink can because a nigga couldn't take too many of these beans. So he stuck me in the arm with an ink can thinking it was going to stop me from busting his face. I still got two hands, motherfucker. You hurt one, I still got the other one, and I still hit hard with that. I ain't letting you get out of here. You just stuck me with an ink pen. If I kick you in the shin, nigga, you gonna go now. You ain't running away.
What kind of beats you produce? What kind of beats you make?
All kind of shit, man. I'm gonna play one. I call this one Camisole, man. I'm gonna strip five niggas off this track, okay? And that's because they was talking about some shit the song ain't even about. It's about you and your girl, and she wearing some negligee. Ain't no lyrics on it. But this is Camisole by your boy E-Max, man. Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back. motherfucking yeah, man. That's my motherfucking shit right there.
Yeah, that was a cold beat. That was cold. That was cold.
That's right on. Thank you. Thanks, y'all. I got all kind of shit, man. I'm going to take y'all out with me and my cousin. I finally got this hot-ass nigga in the studio. He's a hot boy. He don't like to hang around that long. He just come and drive a track and then he out. You know, he one of them niggas. I'm the truth, nigga. I don't have time. So I played this track for his ass, and he was like, all right, cuz. I still can't get that nigga on the stage, though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the fuck that is. I guess he's making too much money. He feel like he don't need it. But, hey, if that's what it is, that's what it is. But he's still raw, you know what I'm saying? So as far as the music shit, man, you fucking with a producer, man. Stick with your local producers, because I'm going to tell you right now, as a person that's aspiring to start his own label, when I hear niggas that come out and they be asking me to put this song on my show and that song on my show, and the first thing I know is what a downloaded beat sound like. And I tell niggas put their heart and soul in a downloaded beat. But that nigga that live down the street that makes some hot shit just because he want $50, you won't give it to him? What if that nigga take that $50 you give him for your beat and hook up with Timberland? Go buy a bus motherfucking ticket. And your vocals on the track that nigga playing.
Yeah.
Timbo might say, hey, who's that on the vocals, man? You know what I'm saying? But because you wouldn't support your local producer, these niggas that's already on still getting all the money. That's the Illuminati.
Yeah.
That's some Illuminati shit. And when you go
that's
to
what
a
I
record label, if a record label listening to your shit, it ain't because you put your shit on a mixtape for us. Trust
me.
You know what I mean?
That's what I kind of put.
Slowed up. Don't put 30 tracks on your mixtape. Tracks on your mixtape. Everybody doing it. You know what they call a professional mixtape nowadays, man, that a label will listen to? An EP. We give them five tracks, man. An EP ain't shit but three songs and a snippet.
But I'm giving
you three full tracks and two motherfucking snippets. That's an EP.
That's right, man.
All year long, man. Do five songs for a whole fucking year, and I guarantee you, one of them bitches is going to get you a whole lot of attention. It's called consistency. When you keep switching up songs, you don't build no fan base. When you get a song, you do a show somewhere, you get a big-ass reaction from the crowd. Every time you go somewhere, you do that song. I don't give a fuck what your lineup is. You want that same reaction everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Serious business. I've done it. I've been there. So I know. I've seen the motherfucking record contract. But the shit that they had in that motherfucker, I had to give it to a lawyer. Because I can't read and understand all of the motherfucking language they put in the motherfucker. Which basically said, we're going to fuck you for the first year. And then we might pay you if the song do good enough.
Yeah, record contract for mother. Man,
fuck that. Write your own contract. You the first artist on your record label. Go online. How to start a record label. And start from there. With no money. You already got a record label. You building your truth. Y'all fuck with y'all local producer. Even if you download some shit, hey, fuck downloading Fetty Wap shit. That ain't going to get you no love.
Yeah, see, that's where I mess up, man. You know, that's where I mess up, man. Like I work with more out-of-state cats, like, you know, overseas and over here, man. I really don't mess with the local cats.
Right. Because they local. Motherfucker, you live around the corner from me. How the fuck are you going to get me a record deal, nigga, and you ain't got one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't never seen you on TV. I don't see Puffy hugging you with a bottle of Ciroc. Nigga, you live, I see you at the bus stop there now and then. Fuck you talking about? You a manager. What you managing? He managing the juke niggas. That's what he managing, and he good at it. Because the music business is a dog-eat-dog world. Everybody will pay out their ass to get that opportunity to get heard. And that's where the game going. So many niggas paying for that shit. Nah, it's they, motherfuckers got a job. I'm your manager. I'm your dictator. I tell you where you're going to perform and how much you're going to get paid. Fuck that. I hooked up with a motherfucker that got his own club, and I can do what the fuck I want to do. And all the money from everything that I do go in my pocket.
You smoke.
I'm the owner's club. Yeah. I have to have a job so I can pay child support. Otherwise,
right.
I wouldn't work for nobody else. Fuck that.
Right, right.
So by y'all being young, man, you got an opportunity to do some shit that I bullshitted my time away. You know what I mean? So learn right now. Do it while you got the energy, not necessarily worrying about your strength, because it's some long, hard hours, man. And the motherfuckers that's on top right now, even they might have laid down on the couch once or twice, but they worked hard to get to where they at so they can lay on the couch if that's what they chose to do.
Right.
So work hard and shit. And if you only expect the best, that's all you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you settle for some mediocre shit, that's all you're going to get after that. So only go for the best, man. Make your shit right. All right? From the top.
Appreciate it.
It's all good, y'all. So y'all know what? We got 1 minute left to go in the show. I want to thank my callers again. Loneliness, you know what I'm saying? We're going to hear some more from them. And y'all check them out on Twitter.
No problem, man.
Cloud, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Check them out. They're from Louisville. Louisville, y'all know what it is, man. It's only 5 hours away. So jump in the whip and go to Louisville, man, and get on. Y'all look, ask around for them. Y'all can find them. That's what's up. This your boy E-Max, man, and I got to get out of here. We'll be at y'all Friday night at 8. Won't be late. Like Professor Clem say, Friday night at 8. It's going to be some great. Great, 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 great. I'll drop all the weight. Until Friday night, man, it's the turn up session. This is E-Max and Hustle. Fuck around, man. Hard to breathe.